talked about being, you know, a few cows and so forth on the island. They have a special name for the male cow. Do you ever hear what do they usually call them? You know, like they call it male on the board. What would they call it?
That I don't remember. If they had a name other than what the owner would give them a name.
Where would they usually keep their cows?
Oh, down in Key West. This people I told you about, they had a farm, a big piece of land out in the outskirts of the city where the cows used to graze. Of course, they had to buy feed as well, hay and oats or whatever it was aboard. But they were allowed to roam on this vast piece of land.
But they have a special name, that piece of land they call it?
No.
Pasture, a field, or?
Not to my knowledge.
Did they ever have any places that they, inside they might keep the cows, you know, like a barn, anything like that?
Not that I remember. In fact, I don't remember anyone outside of this man I tell you about had this cow that he went around the street selling the milk. Other than that, I don't know anybody that had a cow other than out in the dairy farm.
Did any of the people like own barns or anything like that?
No, not to what? No need of. But like I told you, salary. The two main things of Key West were cigar making and sponging. That was that was the only thing. Cigar making and sponging.
They have any, you mentioned horses, they have any special name for the male horse? Like, you know, if that male hog was a boy, ever heard him calling anything?
No, the only time they call him stallion. Sergeant and the female mayor. That's the only thing I know. But if there's any other, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I know. What about what you call things that they put on the horse's feet to test?
Shoe.
Did you ever play a game with those shoes?
Yeah, down right to the toilet over the lighthouse.
What'd they call it?
Pick kitchen horseshoes. We used to love it.
You know what part of the horse's foot they put that shoe on?
Right around the edge of it. And then you notice on the in the back end, it protruded down a little bit on the shoe. Well, that was to the back of the horse's foot. See? And it fit right around the front, and then this what protruded down was to the back of the foot.
Talking about people riding horses, if you say you were riding a horse and you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell what the horse, I fell.
That's my knowledge, they have more and more expressions, but I can tell you.
You say I fell off the horse or what?
That's it. It seems to me I've heard the expressions that they use. But I don't remember what it was.
Yeah,
that's
all.
But that's something I know very little about.
Yep. In fact, the only thing I need is just a normal everyday expression you use.
I fell off the horse. Yeah.
Say a kid was, you know, a child went to bed. He was in the bed at night, and the next morning he woke up on the floor. He might say, "I fell." How?
Rolled off the bed.